I lift my hand in full adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. And I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. And I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. And so, Father, as we begin this brand new day that you have made, and we set ourselves aside again for our 20th day of our 31 days of prayer, we just cry out this morning that we love you. We worship and adore you. Lord, we just wanted to take time to tell you that we love you more than anything. Lord, sometimes we get caught up in our days and we get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life, and we forget to tell you how much you mean to us and how much we love you. God, we often do that with our loved ones and our families, and Lord, we know that we do it often with you, but this morning we have set time aside just to declare our heartfelt gratitude for the love and the kindness that you have given us each and every day of our lives. Thank you, O God, for another day that you have made. Thank you, mighty wonder, for life and that more abundantly. Thank you, Lord, just for being in my corner and being on my side yet again another day. Lord, with my heart filled, with my mouth filled with praise and my heart filled with gladness, Lord, I wake up this morning to bless you and to give you the glory and to tell you that you mean the world to me. You mean more to me than anything else in this world. Silver and gold, I'm not chasing after. Oh, God, flesh and carnal things, I'm not chasing after, but Lord, I'm chasing after you this morning because you are the best thing that has ever happened to me. I'm so grateful that you came into my life. I'm so grateful that you have saved me. I'm so grateful that you've had mercy upon me. I'm so grateful that you turned my life around, and I'm grateful, God, this day that you have ordered my footsteps. And so I can walk in authority, I can walk in victory, I can walk in your power, and Lord, I can fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for my life. I'm thankful, oh God, this morning that the love that you have for me overcame a multitude of sins. I understand, Lord, that as I look back over my life, I'm not worthy, or I was not worthy of your grace, I was not worthy of your mercy, I was not even worthy of your love, but your love has never failed me. Your love has never given up on me. Your love has never turned out on me. But God, you have loved me from the beginning of time, and I know without a shadow of a doubt you will love me until the end of my days as well, because you are willing to give me your best, and it's because of your love that you allowed your son to be sacrificed so that we might live, Lord. And we want to return that love back unto you today, and not just render unto you lip service, but to offer unto you the sacrifices that you are worthy. You've given us all. So, Lord, we want to give our all to you today. We want to give you our minds, our bodies, and our souls, that you might receive the glory out of our lives. We bless you even now. We magnify you even now. We glorify you, God, even now, because you're worthy to be praised. We lift our hands in total adoration unto you. God, you are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords, and we say yes even now. We say yes to your will, God. We say yes to your way. We say yes, we surrender, and we shall obey. God, where you lead us, we're willing to go today. Oh, God, what you need for us to do, Lord, we're willing to do it, Lord, because we belong to you. God, my heart and my mind, it belongs to you. This temple that you have built up in me and that you have shaped me into, God, it belongs to you. It belongs, oh, God, to your Holy Spirit who dwells in this temple, God, and I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your fulfilling power. And God, again, I thank you for your love, because you have shown me what true love is. When everyone else turns their backs on you, Lord, you still love us just the same. God, when people revile you, God, and talk about you, Lord, you still love them still yet the same. So you have given us the perfect example of what love is. Let your love abound in me, Lord, today, in the mighty name of Jesus. You told me that your love is not puffed up. It thinketh no evil. It's not easily provoked. That's what you told me your love is. We can have all of the tongues. We can have all of the prophecies. But if we don't have love, then we don't have nothing, Lord. Let love be our purpose today. Let love be abound in us today, that as we may see the stranger, God, that we may love them, oh God, as we love ourselves, as we see loved ones and co-workers and whoever we come across today, peers, Lord, whoever it might be, help us to exhibit and to express the love of God to them this day, that they may know who you are. Some people won't know, won't have an opportunity to make it to church until they see the church in us. And Lord, I don't want to just be a reflection of a carnal church, because Lord, we have so many churches that are playing at the gray area right now. But Lord, I want them to see a holy, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled, set-apart man that's only going to give you the glory and the honor and the praise. So Lord, create in me this morning a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me, God, so that I may fulfill the fivefold ministries of our church, God, that we may be an evangelist, a witness of your glory, that we may tell of the goodness of Jesus, that all that you've done, Lord, and that you may fulfill purpose in my life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And as you fulfill purpose in my life, then I can draw them in, oh God. I can draw people in by telling them that Jesus still saves. I can draw them in, God, by telling them that Jesus is still a deliverer, that you still yet live today, that you're not dead, or you're not in a tomb somewhere, but you are living deep down inside my heart, and you are sitting on the right-hand side of the Father interceding on our behalf. Thank you, God, for your love that raised me up from my dead state. Thank you, God, that your love that can pick me up and turn my life around. Thank you for a love that can wash me of all of my unrighteousness and don't hold any grudges against me. But you throw my sins into a sea of forgiveness so that you won't remember them no more. So if you have thrown my sins into a sea of forgiveness, then I don't have to grab them back again. I don't have to allow the enemy to throw my old ways and my old actions and my past back up in my face, but I have been set free because of who the Son has set free is free indeed. And I've been free, God, and I thank you that you have made me free. It's your love, oh God, that did it. And it's your love that continues to sustain us each and every day. Now, Lord, as we go into our 20th day of our 31 days of prayer, today our focus are on the ministries of the church. And God, in the church of God in Christ, we have the evangelism ministry. Lord, we have the Sunday school ministry. We have the youth and the music ministry, Lord, and we have the missions ministry. And then, Lord, there are additional other ministries that we have at Praise Center. Oh, God, our computer ministry, Lord, and our children's ministry, Lord. We want you to bless our ministries, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to fulfill purpose. And the purpose, oh God, that you've given us at Praise Center is to empower believers and to change lives. And whatever the purpose may be for those that are joining me from across the nation, whatever their pastor, their ministries have set in order, Lord, help us to be about our Father's business and fulfilling purpose, oh God, in ministry at our local levels. Do it for your glory, that your house might be sealed, oh God, and so that hell may not enlarge itself so greatly day after day. Lord, let us be on our jobs and give us and equip us with the tools to be successful in ministry. Oh God, you said whether you prophesy, then go ahead and prophesy. Or whether you minister, go ahead and minister. Or whether your gift is administration, go ahead and minister, Lord. But whatever our gifts are, Lord, help us to implement it and fulfill it and use it in ministry that you might get the glory. I'm thankful, God, today that you've given me a gift in electronics and computers, Lord, and I'm able to use those gifts, oh God, for your kingdom. I'm able to use them in my local ministry. I'm able to use them on the district and state level, and I'm able to use that gift on the national level. Whatever it is our gifts are, God, help us to use it to build ministry in our churches and build ministry across this nation. Let our gifts not be used in vain. I'm reminding even now that you gave one man 5 talents, and he went out and doubled those talents. You gave another man 2 talents, and he went out and doubled those 2 talents. Lord, let us not be like that one who received 1 talent and went to go bury it. Whatever gifts that you've allowed for us to have, Lord, we pray that you will allow us to implement it in ministry so that you will get the glory and that your house might be sealed. You've given us those for the edification of the body. Help us to edify the body, but help us to give you the glory in all that we do and all that we render. Now, Lord, I pray that you would bless these that have taken time out to continue to join us in our 31 days of prayer. Father, I pray that you would prick their hearts, that they would be willing to go out and share it with someone else. That, because, God, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, and that we should always pray and not faint. So prayer is comely for everybody, not just us at Praise Center. From across this nation, because you said if we want healing in the land, if God, if pestilence come our way, then if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. And so, Lord, we not only need to pray for the nation, but we need to pray for our leaders. And not only do we need to pray for our leaders, but we need to pray for our pastors. Not only do we need to pray for our pastors, but we need to pray for our churches. And not only do we need to pray for our churches, but we need to pray for the ministries that help fulfill and make up the church and the people of God that fill the house to make up the body of believers as well. I pray for the people of God everywhere that you would stir up in our hearts and give us a hunger and a thirst for more of you. And the more that we desire of you, the more we'll be willing to chase after you to fulfill the purpose and the plans for our lives and to fulfill purpose that you have for our lives in ministry and in this time as well. We thank you, God, for being an awesome God. We thank you, oh God, for being a mighty God, and we thank you for showing us what real love is. Now help us to express your love today, whether it's on our jobs or in school classrooms, at the supermarket, God, on the mass transit, wherever it may be at. Help us to spread love today that you might get the glory and that we may change the world around us today. Abide in us. And God, if you abide in us, then Lord, we know that we will fulfill purpose and plans and the goals that you have for our lives this day. Bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now. And we give you the glory and the honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.